The Clash of Bodily Desires and the Holy Spirit. Galatians, chapter 5, verses 16 to 23. Let us turn to a book of Galatians, chapter 5, verses 16 to 23. So I say, live by the Spirit, and you will not gratify the desires of the sinful nature. For the sinful nature desires what is contrary to the Spirit, and the Spirit, what is contrary to the sinful nature. They are in conflict with each other, so that you do not do what you want. But if you are led by the Spirit, you are not under law. The acts of the sinful nature are obvious: sexual immorality, impurity and debauchery, idolatry and witchcraft, hatred, discord, jealousy, fits of rage, selfish ambition, dissensions, factions and envy, drunkenness, orgies, and the like. I warn you, as I did before, that those who live like this will not inherit the kingdom of God. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness and self-control. Against such things there is no law. A book titled As the Clash of Civilizations and the Remaking of World Order, written by Samuel Huntington, who is a politician in the U.S., is famous as a book in social science area. In the world, the clash of civilizations and civilizations has been said as the biggest threat in achieving the world peace. In the Cold War system, if there was a clash between political ideologies, after the Cold War system has ended, it has been said that there was a clash between civilizations and the civilizations. And it has been said that the international order, which is based on the civilization, is the only defense strategy to stop a clash from happening. Still in the world at the moment, clashes continue to happen. Whether the clashes are about politics, economy, culture, religion, these still take place these days. Clashes between countries, political clashes, military clashes, ideological clashes, religious clashes, and territorial clashes, these continue to happen these days. These days, the issue of OxyClean causes all the people to be outrageous. Because the company only sought after profits, a lot of people lost their lives, and still there are people that need to live rest of their lives as disabled people. There is a clash between ethics of the company and ethics of life. In politics as well, there is a clash between the Conservative Party and the Progressive Party. In religion as well, there is a clash between Islam and Christianity in all sorts of areas around the world. Not only there are clashes in a visible world, but also in a world which is invisible, clashes continue to happen. It is the same in the spiritual world as well. Bodily desires and the spiritual things clash, and the will of the human beings and the will of God clash. Apostle Paul made it clear in Romans, chapter 8, verse 6-7, that the mind of sinful man is death, but the mind controlled by the Spirit is life and peace. The sinful mind is hostile to God. It does not submit to God's law, nor can it do so. Paul said that there is a clash between our bodily thoughts and spiritual thoughts. In Romans, chapter 7, verses 22-23, it says, "For in my inner being I delight in God's law, but I see another law at work in the members of my body, waging war against the law of my mind, and making me a prisoner of the law of sin at work within my members." It tells us that in our heart as well, there is a clash between the laws of our inner self and our outside as well. We need to know that clashes between the good and evil continue to happen in us. But there is a way to solve this spiritual clash. In the 18th century, the UK suffered a lot from serious moral corruption, depravity and also economic problem. The whole society was chaotic and they began to lose their faith. At that moment, a leader that experienced the grace of God came up. He was John Wesley. When Wesley was fully filled with grace and preached the gospel, spiritual changes began to happen. Firstly, the young people that left home and wandered around the streets came back home. Secondly, the people that lost their hope and had depression, the people that used to be in bars, they decided not to go to the bars anymore, so a lot of bars closed their businesses down. Thirdly, The laborers began to have dreams again, and went out to their workplaces. A revolution happened in their spirits and souls. It is because these people started to have courage and hope in their hearts. It was a spiritual revival movement through the Holy Spirit. Spiritual revival movement not only made people's hearts and souls to be healthy but also their minds, families, society and also their nation. It became a foundation in building a nation to be a healthy and solid one. An influence of one leader that was filled with the Holy Spirit caused people of one era to get up again and to stop the clash of depression and hope from happening. Movement of changes began to happen. Therefore, the life of Christians need to seeking for the help of the Holy Spirit every single day. When we rely on the Holy Spirit, we can win against our bodily desires. Charles Spurgeon said that doing the ministry without the help of the Holy Spirit is a dishonorable thing to do as pastors. If we look around us, there are a lot of cases like these. There are people that are finding it difficult to carry their lives on as Christians, and there are people that are serving the Lord but not with their calling but as if they are doing the work merely. But have a look at people of faith in the Bible. When they worked for the Lord, they did not do it in a hard way. They did their work with joy and delight. It was not that they did not have any issue, but even though there were issues, they had victory. It was because they did not do it with their own strength, but were led by guidance of the Holy Spirit. Therefore, when we work for the kingdom of God, rather than relying on our talents, capabilities, prior experience or knowledge, we need to rely on the power of the Holy Spirit even more. We need to be people that really long to see the work of the Holy Spirit. God uses people that are filled fully with the Holy Spirit. In today's passage, it shows us that there are two kinds of ways in our lives. First of all, there is a way that is led by the Holy Spirit. Secondly, there is a way that is led by the human, bodily desires. Clash of the Holy Spirit and bodily desires continue to happen. And depending on which one you decide to follow, the result differs. More than anything else, in faith, we need to know that there will be continuous clashes between bodily desires and spiritual desires. Verses 16 to 17 say, "And if I do what I do not want to do, I agree that the law is good. As it is no longer I myself who do it, but it is sin living in me." Bodily desires go against the Holy Spirit and the Holy Spirit goes against the bodily desires. When these kinds of clashes happen, there is no peace in us. A number of conflicts begin to increase. Then, what does it mean by the bodily desires? Verses 19 to 21 say, "For what I do is not the good I want to do, no, the evil I do not want to do, this I keep on doing. Now if I do what I do not want to do, it is no longer I who do it, but it is sin living in me that does it. So I find this law at work, when I want to do good, evil is right there with me." It talks about the evil heart of a corrupted person. Bodily desires are the ones that continue to have clashes against the spiritual world of God. In our passage today, it introduces bodily desires as 15 different things. Bodily desires have been clearly stated as these: adultery, dirty actions, lust, worshipping other idols, being drunk, having enemies with other people, having conflicts, jealousy, anger, bullying people, rage, being involved in false religion, envy, drunkenness, orgies and the like. If we look at these 15 bodily desires, these are all the things that destroy our lives and go against the truth. Have a look at the homosexual festival that takes place this year again. This is directly related to one of the bodily desires that the Bible mentions about. Homosexuality causes ourselves and the society to be ill. It goes against the creation order of the Bible and it is an action that destroys the family community. According to the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, out of young people aged between 13 to 24 who have AIDS, 90% of them got AIDS through having sexes between the homosexuals. Life expectancy of the homosexuals have been also said to be as shorter by 25 to 30 years compared to the non-homosexuals as well. It costs more than 3 million wons a month to cure one AIDS patient, and to medically treat this one AIDS patient for lifetime, it costs about 500 million wons. 100% of this cost is paid by the taxes paid by citizens. Homosexuality simply would not end with just the legalizing the marriage between the homosexuals. In the European nations, getting married to close relatives, being pedophiles, even having sexes with animals have been legalized. This is unbelievable that our world is a place where human beings are legally married to a dog. On the 11th of June, this kind of homosexual festival takes place in Seoul City Hall Square in the heart of capital of Korea. What would you do if your children are homosexuals? I cannot understand the Seoul City mayor who allows this kind of things. If we view it spiritually, it is being tricked by Satan, that goes against the truth. These kinds of things are the ones pointed out by Paul. These are bodily desires. These have been said as the ones that do not allow us to enter the kingdom of God. These bodily desires stop us from having relationship with God. Secondly, these serve as a pathway of Satan that destroys faith and sneaks in us. Thirdly, these cause our spirits, souls and lives to be corrupt. These destroy our spiritual lives. So it has been said in today's word that we need to get rid of the bodily desires. As we empty our bins, when we get rid of our bodily desires in our hearts, the Holy Spirit gives us power to win against these. Therefore, continuously, we need to be led by the Holy Spirit. Let us read verse 18. Verse 18 says, "But if you are led by the Spirit, you are not under law." Let us pay attention to word, where it says led by the Spirit. With our own strength, we are unable to win against the bodily desires. It is impossible with my own effort and will only. So we need to be led by the Spirit. I will share a brief testimony of someone. This person said that he wanted to commit a suicide if there was no hell. He was brought up as a Christian in a Christian home all his life. He was 40 years old. At home, he had his wife that he loved, and there were his children. So when his children came up to him and called him daddy, he decided not to commit a suicide anymore and do silly things. But whenever he went out of home, his heart shook again. He went to places that he should not have gone to, and did things that he should not have done. As if a dog eats the stuff that it puked, he repeated the same pattern over and over. He could not control his heart by himself. He could not take control of his mind. As if a demon-possessed person in a region of the Gerasenes chose to stay near the graveyard, he said that he could not control his heart by himself. Living as a Christian, this is not something that we are able to do by ourselves with our own strength. Power to win against the clashes of bodily desires, this needs to be given by the Holy Spirit. So Paul said, "Be led by the Holy Spirit." When we are led by the Holy Spirit, we receive power to win against our bodily desires. Also, when we win against the clash of bodily desires, we get to have fruit of the Spirit. Let us read verses 22 to 23. "But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness and self-control. Against such things there is no law." It introduces the fruit of the Spirit in nine kinds. These are the fruit called love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness and self-control. In spirit, these kinds of fruit are produced in full. Our fruit need to be good. Even if the tree is said to be as a good one, if the fruit it produces is not good, then we cannot say that this tree is a good tree. Jesus said that he looks at the fruit, so that he gets to know about the quality of the tree. In a good tree, good fruit get produced. The Holy Spirit allows human beings to have good fruit. When the Holy Spirit controls our minds, what we see will differ and how we think will differ. How we say will differ, and it is because the Holy Spirit controls the heart. When the Holy Spirit controls the heart, fundamental changes take place. Just because you put a skin of a sheep on a pig, it does not mean that pig will turn to a sheep. As time passes by, this pig would go to a ditch again, and will roll over there because pigs love these kinds of places. Faith is about being fundamentally changed through the Holy Spirit. Inner changes need to take place. If a change takes place in the heart and soul, then the changes in lifestyle also take place. These days, why are there so many issues in people that are said to as having faith? It is because in their Christian lives, the changes led by the Holy Spirit are not there. Even if someone is known as a good Christian, but this person has no changes in life, then we cannot say that this person has good faith. If there is Lord in the heart, if there is God and the Holy Spirit in us, then without us realizing it, we get to be more like the Lord. It is because the blood of the Lord flows through our souls. Fruit of the Spirit shows up in our inner changes. A depressed person becomes joyful, and a darkened heart would need to find light. A person that could not love before would be able to love with the help of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit needs to give us the heart to do that. God gives us power to do things that we are unable to do with our own will. Being able to forgive someone, be able to love someone, and so on, these are all the fruit that the Holy Spirit gives us. There is a person that I know. This person is now a deacon. He used to run his own business, but was involved in a fraud involuntarily. And because of this scam, his business got all destroyed. He was so furious, he hid a knife in him and tried to kill a person that led him to be involved in a scam. Every single day, with a knife, he waited for that person in front of his house. He was looking for the right opportunity to kill that person. But one day, he saw a light on the cross on top of the church on Sunday night. When he saw the light, he remembered the Sunday school that he used to attend when he was little. Without him realizing, he went into the church building. He had a worship service there, and was touched by the Word of God. And he took out the knife that he used to carry, and prayed to God like this: God, my heart is still having trouble forgiving that person. But God gave me a heart to forgive. So God, I forgive. So after the sermon, he took the knife out and gave it to a pastor. He wept and confessed it wholeheartedly. My dear family in Christ, the Holy Spirit needs to give us a heart to forgive as well. The Holy Spirit needs to give us a heart to love. The Holy Spirit needs to give us a heart of grace. The Holy Spirit also needs to also allow us to have good fruit. Ask the Holy Spirit for help. Let us be led by the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit allows us to have good fruit. Then, how can these changes take place? Let us read verse 24 together. It says, "Those who belong to Christ Jesus have crucified the sinful nature with its passions and desires." When we nail our lust and greed on the cross, the viewpoint that we see things start to change. Lust and greed refer to the bodily desires that we looked at earlier. When we nail these things on the cross, our viewpoints change. Human beings have three kinds of eyes. There are physical eyes that see the things. There are intellectual things that help us to understand the way things work. And there are spiritual eyes that look upon God. True changes take place when we open our spiritual eyes. David in the Bible was like that. In Psalms, he said, "God, let my eyes to be opened, so that I can see the wondrous work that you did." Paul in the Bible was like that. After meeting the Lord in Damascus, he nailed the lust and greed on the cross. From his eyes, something that used to cover his eyes before God came out, and his eyes were able to see again. These kinds of miracles took place when people prayed. When people prayed, miraculous work happened as in Pentecost. Sick people got up. Demons were casted away. Jail door got opened. Steel chains were broken. A fact That the Korean churches still have hope is because we still have not let go of holding on to the rope of the prayers. Churches in Korea pray every dawn. Churches in Korea pray every night. People form network to pray together and continue to pray for 24 hours and the prayers do not stop. This is a reason that churches in Korea are alive, not like the churches in Europe. If we pray, we get wisdom. If we pray, good ideas come up. We get strengthened. We get peace in our hearts. We get victory and win in the spiritual warfare. My dear brothers and sisters in Christ, let us be led by the Holy Spirit. If the Holy Spirit helps us, we are able to win against the clash of the bodily desires. The Holy Spirit corrects our evil nature of our bodies. The Holy Spirit guides us to have good fruit. Let us walk with the Holy Spirit. Let us rely on the Holy Spirit. I pray and bless all in the name of Jesus, that through the Holy Spirit, you will have victory in the spiritual warfare. I pray in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.